Welcome, everyone. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone, and we invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, a good opportunity right now. The lines are wide open and plenty of time on the clock. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part. You'll see how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. On the day that Jesus Christ died, there were a lot of strange happenings that took place. Matthew records a couple of those in his Gospel, chapter 27, starting in verse 50. He said this, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." That's a strange happening. "The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people." We kind of zoom by that particular passage, but that passage has some significant implications to us, especially as it relates to the new covenant. This torn curtain is significant, isn't it, guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, Bob, you look at the arrangement of the temple or the tabernacle. You had this outer court, and then you had this inner court, and then you had this Holy of Holies. And it kind of reminds me of our physical makeup. You know, you have our body, and then you have our soul, and then our spirit. And when this curtain is torn, it's like we're allowed to be in the Holy of Holies, and the Holy of Holies is allowed to be in us. So it's kind of a picture of God cleaning house and then moving in, and that's what the new covenant is all about, his presence and his closeness.
Absolutely, and it's a stark contrast to the way it was in the old covenant. Nobody could go into the Holy of Holies. They were prohibited from doing that, and death was the sentence if they ever tried to sneak in. And only one person could go into that room, and only one day a year, and he had to take a blood sacrifice, first for himself, and then for the people. And it was such a scary practice that the people would tie a rope around the guy's leg in case he did die while he was in there, so they could drag him out, because they were afraid. But now in this new covenant, access to God has been made available to each and every one of us, and he bids us to enter in, to go boldly into that throne of grace, and Jesus Christ himself is our confidence to do so. I always wonder, in reading this particular passage in Matthew, when that curtain was torn, you know, that was the first time that people could have seen into the Holy of Holies. And I always wondered, did anybody have the guts to walk in? Did anybody have the courage to go boldly into that throne room and to see what was there and to experience the presence of God? But we're invited to enter into the real throne room, the real presence of God, and experience grace and mercy in our time of need. But it does take courage. It does take guts. And the blood of Jesus is what gives us the confidence to do so.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about forgiveness for the last couple of days. This is the result of forgiveness. If we weren't forgiven people, that veil would still exist. But because Jesus tore it away, and we are forgiven by him, in him, we can, I mean, Hebrews 10 tells us that, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, sin does not keep us out of the most holy place anymore. But the law will every time. 2 Corinthians 3 tells us that. If you want to go to the old covenant, you're going to have that veil put up over your face, and you'll never be able to see God.
Absolutely. So that's what we want to talk about on today's program. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. If you have a question about the new covenant, what this torn curtain actually means to you in your day-to-day life, we would love to chat with you about that today. 1-800-677-9377.
And as Bob said, plenty of open lines right now. 1-800-677-9377. A guy's a question from Lee. He wants to know if it's evil for pastors to press for a tithe. He says he's especially connecting that to the concept to in relation to Galatianism. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a great question, isn't it, guys? And it does relate to this new covenant, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things, you know, we feel so obligated as far as giving is concerned. And if we don't give, and if we don't give 10%, then, you know, we're going to miss all the blessings of God, or we're going to be cursed. I actually heard someone, a pastor, a well-known pastor, standing up, if you're not bringing a tithe to the church, don't even bother coming. Don't even bother coming, because you are going to be cursed. You are robbing God. And he actually made this statement. If you tithers that are sitting in this room today, you look around and look at all the people next to you who aren't tithers. They're robbing God, and I guarantee you they'll rob you too. And you think, wow, what kind of, where do you get that in the Word of God? It's not there. This new covenant offers something completely different, radically different as far as giving is concerned. And I know, Andrew, you hear that question quite often, don't you?
Well, we've got a church out here in West Texas, and people ask all the time. They say, you know, how in the world do you survive if you're not teaching a mandatory 10% tithe? And I guess the answer is that we trust in God. I mean, we trust in God to move in people's hearts, to give freely, as Corinthians says, give freely from the heart, not under pressure. You know, we're talking about this veil being torn, and we're talking about the Holy of Holies. Well, you know, again, you go back to humanity and our spiritual makeup. We are spirit, soul, and body. So what if my giving of money is motivated from my spirit, where God lives? What if I have a clean place at the core of my being, a clean place called my human spirit that's been made new, and Christ lives there, and he motivates me? But, you know, Bob, what I'm seeing today is basically we've got an outer court theology, I'll call it. You know, we've got people running around in the outer court, not living from the Spirit, not living by the Spirit, not living from the Holy of Holies, if you will, but instead an outer court theology. We're trying to dress up the outer court. We really need to be living from this holy place within us where Christ lives.
Absolutely. And I certainly see, you know, in folks who support Basic Gospel, that there are folks that are just really moved by the Spirit of God to share of their resources so that others can know the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why I am so deeply encouraged when anybody steps up to the plate and says, I want to give to Basic Gospel, because I know God's Spirit has done something inside of them. And I think that is one of the most wonderful ministries that there is. But if we will allow the Spirit of God, I mean, if God himself has come to live inside of us, and the very nature of God is to give, guess what he's going to move us to do? To give as well. We don't have to demand people to give. We don't have to guilt them into writing a check or making a credit card contribution. We don't have to do that. I remember a guy was telling us about a church that he was involved in, and he was a faithful giver, gave every single week. But one particular week, some of his customers were slow to pay, and so he didn't have the money to give on a particular date. And you know, he walked in, and the pastor said, "Well, where's your tithe?" And he said, "Well, I don't have it." Explained the detail, and he said, "Well, then you need to put it on a credit card right now.
Right.
You need to do it right now." It's like, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, then you can't really belong to this church because, you know, we need that tithe.
Yeah.
And well, you know, Bob, in that story, it might sound radical to some people, but, you know, it really is pervasive in the Christian world. It's subtle in some regards, but there are large, large churches that have done a money-back guarantee on your tithe, you know, a three-month money-back guarantee. God is guaranteed to bless you back in 90 days or less.
Wow.
And so here we are putting a time limit on God's blessing. And then let's be honest. I mean, who wants to be the guy who's going to go up there 91 days later and say, excuse me, sir, it didn't work for me. I never.
That's right. You're just going to fade into the darkness and find another place.
Well, wow. Right. We should just call it what it is. It's a legalized extortion is what it is. Mm-hmm. People are being browbeaten and threatened into supporting the work of the church, and there could be nothing less gospel than that.
Yeah. And that's why we want to keep getting back to this new covenant where God has said he's written his laws in our hearts and placed them in our minds. His spirit has come to live inside of us. As far as giving, we can entrust ourselves to the Holy Spirit to move in us to do and to will of his good pleasure as far as our resources are concerned. So, well, let's go to our phone lines. Let's start in Brooklyn, New York with John listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic.
I like your program, and I like the new covenant that we're under grace and not law no more. You know, when Jesus took that veil and ripped that veil from top to bottom, we have such a grace, we go right into the inner court, in the Holy of Holies, to praise our Abba Father. And if it wasn't for Christ, we won't be able to do that. And that new covenant is so grace that we give out of our heart. You know, out of being humble. The old covenant was we're under law. So you know what? People should know that when you give out of grace. Not that you're commanded to give. You're giving because of Jesus. Because sometimes a lot of people, they think that they have to. But you don't have to. You're just giving because of what Christ has given us. He's given us his life, and he died for us. Mm-hmm. So who do we to hold back anything? But we give under grace for that new covenant. And I'm so happy to be part of the new covenant, be part of Christ and his family. And it's just beautiful to walk with the Lord and to also to hear you guys talking about Jesus constantly. I mean, it's a pleasure seeing what you're doing. And one more thing before I go. I've been hearing a lot of brothers been calling up and saying they're looking for church, and so am I. You know, if they ever want to get together, I'm going to call late and leave my number. And maybe brothers and sisters want to get together and start something. There'd be a pleasure. We could reach Jesus that way. Maybe Christ is calling us together. So, you know, maybe it might just be something good to start. And I got to say thank you for your the basic gospel to start this.
Well, thank you, John. We certainly appreciate those kind words. And it's wonderful to be in conversation, one new covenant believer to another or to a group. And we're going to get up to New York at some point and try to meet with some of our listeners. You know, I think that could be a start of maybe getting some folks together and finding some churches there. And so we're looking forward to what God's going to do in that regard. So, John, thank you.
I know he's going to do something.
Yeah, he sure is. Well, he's doing something right now. And
he is,
we can count on that.
Yeah, that's the truth. So I'm just going to call and leave my number in case brothers want to get together.
Well, we can put you on hold. You hang on, okay?
Yes, thank you. God bless.
Yeah. Plenty of open lines if you want to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. We welcome you to the broadcast. We want you to give us a call right now, 1-800-677-9377. If you'd like to enter this part of the conversation, if you have some other issue you're dealing with, or if you have a particular Bible question, this is a good opportunity. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time remaining. 1-800-677-9377.
And a reminder to our listeners about our resource. It's hot off the press. It's called A New Covenant Journey. It's a Bible study guide. It will get you into the Word of God. We are so excited about this particular resource. And that's the one of the things that we like to do, provide resources that are going to benefit people and help them in their journey with Christ. And I think this Bible study guide is going to blow people away. Just the simplicity, the clarity of it, and the challenge of actually looking at what the Word says and then asking and answering questions about what that Word says so that we can apply it in our lives. Yeah. And we want to make that available to you for a gift of any amount. the Basic Gospel this month. I think it'll be a resource that you will turn to time and time again in your walk with Christ. And I think it'll be a resource that you'll want to share with others. So take advantage of this opportunity.
And you'll find a prominent link on our homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our operator at 800-727-2828. Again, that number, 800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Yonkers, New York, and talk with Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, how you doing, Bob and Rich? If I wasn't sure that you guys were the real deal, I am absolutely sure today when I heard Richard say that this tithing situation that the churches have going on is extortion, because it is. I live in Yonkers, and there's a church that I got married by the pastor of the church in Yonkers, and he was always talking about, may the tithers, always called the tithers first, and they came, and then it was offering, time for offering, so he grandstanded the tithers. And I always looked at him and I said, there's something wrong with this. Just recently, he has been brought up on charges of extortion, because you go to any church and the pastor is emphasizing, you're stealing God's money, you got God's money in your pocket, which a lot of the churches do, you know that's not the right church for you. Tithing was nailed to the cross as an ordinance in Malachi. Read about it. That's what it is. Bob and Richard, you guys, when you guys come to New York, count on Don from Yonkers to be there. I'll be there shaking your hand.
That's awesome.
And moving ahead with vigor and valor with you guys.
Well, we appreciate that, Don. And just to, you know, be clear with our listeners out there, we're not diminishing giving. In this new covenant, we're actually called to excel in the grace of giving. That's going to become part of our nature. It's just the teaching that demands it as an obligation, that says if
that's
you don't, God will not bless you, that you will be under a curse.
That's right.
That is not new covenant teaching, and that's
right.
What we
and
need
know,
to point out.
And, you know, 10% is a good place to start, and some might want to give 20, 30, 40, some might want to give 50%. But like you're saying, it's not something to push your parishioners into.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
and tell them that they're not obeying God's law and all this, this forced issue that they make it. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it could end up being that there's a mother of four children in the inner city who earns $17,000, $18,000 a year, and she's going to church and hearing it has to be 10%, and that means nearly forking over almost $2,000 when she's got kids to feed. And so that's where this theology, this law-based theology, really starts to break down. But I think it is super important to say that, you know, we believe that God will motivate. It may be 1%, it may be 9%, it may be 27%.
Right.
Who knows what it is, but it's going to be different
for
every person, and there's no law or rule. And,
It
doesn't mean that we sit on our wallets and sit around and be grace hippies and give nothing. It just means that we expect, we expect the Spirit of God to motivate us and animate us. And, we're going to find it strange, but it's incredibly fun to give. You look at this ministry, you look at many ministries around the world that are proclaiming this gospel. I mean, it's like, what is not to like here? I mean, this is pretty powerful truth that the whole world needs to hear. So let's get behind this because, wow.
Yeah. Well, Don, we sure appreciate you, and we'll look forward to meeting you face-to-face and shaking your hand. And
let's
pray that God would put some details together pretty quickly so we can make our way up to the Big Apple, okay?
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Don.
You hang on.
Bye, Don.
Well, let's go to Anthony in Long Island, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Anthony.
Hi. How are you doing? First time calling, and I never really call into programs, but I want to appreciate what you are doing on the radio. As myself, I started a ministry kind of unusual way. Started in a living room with a Bible study and a prayer gathering, And within a year or so, I outgrew the living room. And the way I'm doing ministry is not how you're supposed to do it. I'm not going along with the man-made methodologies and all the programs and the way to grow the church. And I'm just trying to keep it the Acts model. And to hear this on the radio makes me know that I'm not off. I'm not unusual. And especially when you talk about the tithing, I did speak on that, about grace, not giving by compulsion, not giving because you feel guilty. And you should see, I got to admit, the people even give more. They came to me and they said, we feel such a release. We feel such a release. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. And to know that I may feel like I'm alone here in New York because I'm not following the program. I'm going along with everything. But you know what? God didn't call me to have a big church, and he didn't call me to have a pretty building. He called me to minister to people because ministry is about the people. He went to the cross for people. So thank you. Keep speaking the truth. I needed to hear that this morning, today. Thank you. And I hope when you're in New York, definitely this is one time that I would come to a meeting like that or conference.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call. And, you know, I think it's really important to point out, I mean, first of all, is this 10% rule working for people? I think the standard surveys reveal that, 50% of churchgoers are giving nothing. And then the other 50% are giving an average of 3%. So, you know, when we start pushing an exact requirement on people, it's going to backfire. And what I would say is, you know, the theme of Basic Gospel is hear it, believe it, live it. So I think part of the problem is people haven't heard it. Some pastors and leaders and Christians have not heard it yet. They need to hear about freedom from a 10% tithe. They need to hear about giving from the heart. And then if they believe it, then they can begin to live it. And your call is the perfect example of people living it.
Well, Anthony, let me put you on hold. We certainly appreciate your kind words. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this Bible study guide, and we'll get more information, and hopefully we can hook up at a future date, okay? You hang on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, let's quickly go to Lynn in New York listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Bob. God bless you guys. I'll tell you what, that's just putting it so lightly, too. And Richard and Bob Davis and Andrew Farley, the Lord bless you, all four of you, greatly. I'll just a word of thanks. You guys, I know you've only been on, I guess, WMCA now for maybe 5 months or so, and I don't know where to start in terms of saying thank you. I don't know where to start. From the background that I came from in legalism, which is back in the mid-70s, it just laid down a horrible, horrible, horrible foundation, you know, to my emotions, you know, to my intellect. And
legalism will kill you. That's what it'll do. So,
I see we're out of time here. So, but I just wanted to give a really, Bob and Richard, I really appreciate you guys coming to this area, you know, in New York. And I really do hope to, you know, meet you guys hopefully in the near future, you know, not too far, because I just can't begin to tell you the word of grace. You know, it's like the Bible says, the kindness of God leads a man to repentance. And legalism in my life just destroyed me for many, many years. It put such a monkey on my back that took years to get off. And I just have to be so sensitive, you know, as to what I listen to. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Let me put you on hold, and we want to send you some information as well. We sure appreciate your encouragement today. That's a wonderful ministry into our lives, and I think into the lives of the entire Basic Gospel team. So thanks for coming on board to share your heart with us. You hang on, okay?
Yes, indeed. Wow. Talk about endorsements.
Yeah, wow is all you can say about that.
It's really taking root. It really, truly taking root. Well, friends, we are out of time, and we want to say thank you. When you support Basic Gospel, you've heard today what you're supporting. the constantly changing lives that are produced through the truth of the gospel in Jesus Christ. And what a privilege we have to take part in it through our gifts to Basic Gospel. And we're now in the final couple of weeks of the offer for our latest Bible study series called The New Covenant Journey, yours for gift of any amount to this ministry. You'll find a donation link at basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828 between 9 and 6 Central Time. The New Covenant Journey Bible study series for gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Well, again, thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow. So now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you, of course, to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then.